Does it feel special going to post on the ferry for the Ebel?
Yeah, he's a good ride to have. Nice horse.
And clearly too, though, Joe, a horse that has powered you into the headlines so many times because we've just admired the way the horse, he won't give up.
Yeah, he's a grand little horse and he tries every race, you know, he sticks his head out. So, yeah, he's a nice horse to ride.
Had you always thought he might be this good?
No, it's hard to say. Just every race he keeps improving, you know, so we never thought he'd really get to... He won the all-weather, thought he'd win a few and that, and, you know, but he's just kept improving each race.
8 wins out of 10 if he wins on Saturday, that would be a terrific statistic.
Yeah, it'd be good. Like, yeah, he's won 8 now, so, yeah, it'd be great if he could win this one. It'd be nice.
Now, you're drawn in 19 and people are taking a different view. I know you probably haven't looked at it yet, but, you know, double-figure draws have won the last few.
Yeah, like, it isn't great to be out there, I suppose, but nothing we can do about it now, so just have to make the best of it.
And the horse is in great hands, isn't he? I mean, Mark's, he wants to win it again. He won it yonks ago, but it'd be nice for Jay Fanning to add it to his CV.
Yeah, it'd be lovely, lovely race, big race, and yeah, it'd be nice to do it.
Is he your best chance, do you feel? I mean, you've ridden in this race for years. Does he rate your best chance?
Yeah, it definitely would be the best I've had, so yeah.
I suppose, you know, they go straight. I mean, it's not a bad track to ride for the Ebel because, you know, you're more or less straight for half a mile. You've got time to get organised. It's not like you're on the turn after a furlong, is it?
Yeah, that's the thing as well. Like, you've plenty of time. So, like, and he is straightforward. You can ride him anyway. You can make it, which you probably wouldn't be doing on Saturday. So I just want to try and get a nice pitch on him, you know, somewhere sort of, I don't know, mid-div or forward even.
Was it the day at Newmarket, really, that people sat up and suddenly realised what you'd got, do you think?
Yeah, because, like, even Mark had agreed, like, sort of 2 runs before there. Every time he won, you think the handicapper might have him now, you know, he just scrambled home. But the last couple of races there, he's won the best he's ever won, you know.
And really for you, I know you're closing in on 2,500, the statistics branch of the Fanning family tells me, but to win the first £1 million Skybet Ebel would be very special, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be very nice. Yeah, good. It's a good prize, and it'd be lovely to win.
The fact is, in Yorkshire, which obviously is, you know, your home, obviously where Mark is based, they'd love to keep it in the county, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, it'd be very nice.
And who do you fear? 21 of them.
Yeah, it's a tough race. It is a tough race, and they're all very good horses in it. Like, so.
And how's your relationship with Lady Luck? Because I think you'd agree with me, wouldn't you, that whoever wins the race will need perhaps that little bit of luck, the gap to appear at just the right moment or whatever.
Yeah, it will be, definitely. It's a race like that and that many runners, you'll need a bit of luck along the way.
Good luck.
Great.